exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper knows. Swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
I'm hanging up.
Wait! It's your secret admirer.
Oh, you're that giant robot.
No. I programmed the robot. Did you enjoy the gift I sent you?
How did you know I wanted a hat?
Have you been spying on me?
It was just a lucky guess. I've admired you from afar for too long, my angel. We must meet face to face.
Well, how about the Krusty Krab tonight at 8?
I usually go into the, like a, more of a leprechaun thing. I think of a leprechaun, and then I try to add like a little old lady to her. Oh, Eugene Krabs, you got to come down here. We got to have a talk.
Welcome to SpongeBob Binge Pants,
Nickelodeon's official podcast about all things SpongeBob.
I'm Hector Navarro.
And I'm Frankie Grande.
And today, Frankie, we have, no exaggeration, one of my favorite interviews that we have ever done. This amazingly talented voice actor who has been part of the SpongeBob world almost since the very beginning.
We're talking to Serena Irwin. And as you said, she has been part of the SpongeBob universe from almost the very beginning in Home Sweet Pineapple, which is the fifth episode from season one. We talked about it on the show. She played Margaret Squarepants, SpongeBob's mom. And since then, she has played a massive list of characters in the SpongeBob universe. Serena's voice is so versatile that she can essentially play any type of character, from mothers to mayors to judges to rich upper-class ladies like Lady Upturn, to tough girls with mohawks, to old ladies, to babies, literally everything and anything and everything in between.
Serena is the perfect go-to voice for any hilarious side character in the crazy cartoon world of Bikini Bottom. Beyond her extensive voiceover acting career, Serena is also an incredible voiceover director for fantastic shows like Apple and Onion and many, many more. So we're talking to Serena about her time on SpongeBob, including her animated and live action appearances, and how SpongeBob has propelled her into the phenomenal acting and directing career that she has today. Here we go. Serena, let's talk about your start in animation voiceover. It looks like SpongeBob came pretty early on in your career. So, like, what was SpongeBob to you at that time? Did it feel like a perfect opportunity to showcase your talent as an actor? Was it like this fresh and exciting cartoon world to be a part of? Or was it just like any other job that you were doing then?
Well, when I showed up in the City of Angels, shall we say?
Yes.
I had come down here because I was doing sketch up in San Francisco, and there was some interest in the group that I was in, Nude Coffee, which was at that time three ladies. We were able to like grow a pretty great fan base in San Francisco, and then I had been, by doing that, just accustomed to doing character stuff. And I, it's a crazy connection, but a friend of a friend said, I heard of a friend of a friend that is that created a show at Nickelodeon and you should audition for it. I said, well, that sounds wonderful. How do I do that? And they said, well, send your reel. And I said, what? I mean, I don't have an animation or voiceover reel. I just have like my on-camera sketch crazy stuff. And they were like, well, send that. Actually, I think I sent a Nickelodeon, and then they had me come in to read for Pearl, Sandy, and Mrs. Puff. And then they called and they said, hey, you didn't get any of those. However, we love that you're versatile. And so We're going to have you voice SpongeBob's mom, but don't get too excited because we don't think she'll be showing up much because we really don't want SpongeBob's mom in that much, but the network really wants there to be a mom presence. So just a heads up, we'll bring you in for other stuff.
Here come my parents.
SpongeBob, hi, honey, we're here.
Come on, SpongeBob. Hurry, hurry, son. Your mother has dinner waiting. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mrs. Squarepants. Let me help you with these bags.
And at that time, I was, of course, thankful to have a job. I believe it was my first animation gig. Steve would direct the first series, and he would actually come into the booth with us and sit with us. And I think they were, you know, we had had a break, and they were like, all right, well, let's hop in for some Walla. And I'm like, what the heck is Walla? I'm gonna go with the flow. And that, you know, it was a huge learning experience for me, and also, obviously, so incredibly grateful to the show. Had it not been for SpongeBob, it would have been so much tougher to stay in the biz. I thank Steve. I also thank Derek and all the others that were involved at the top that brought me into the fold and really took me under their wing and were supportive.
Could you pipe down over there, Iron Lung?
Looks like when it comes to having fun, you don't have a leg to stand on.
Hey, that's not funny.
Yeah, what's going on over here?
It's that guy. He's playing with a reef blower.
You have played so many characters.
It's ridiculous.
I'm looking at the
list.
And it looks like maybe 60 characters.
Some of these character names are also hilarious. So, like, let's just go back and forth really quick. So you play Nancy Susie Fish.
Betsy Krabs.
Minnie Mermaid.
Squidette.
Kashina.
Sizzle Master.
Ugly Fish.
Flibbery Gibbert.
Oh, yeah. Flibbery.
I mean, it just, it goes on and on and on, and just so many incidentals. It feels like your incidentals 1 through 100, it feels like. There's just so many different characters.
Oh, I'll try it. Hey! What kind of mirror is this? Well, I'm glad they're closing this place down.
When did you get a sense that you were going to be doing this, like, a lot?
It's one of those things you just kind of go with the ocean flow. And I never thought, oh, this is going to be a lot, or, oh, this is going to be nothing. I just kind of was day by day, you know, taking it as it came. And I'm so glad that there was ample.
Yeah. Are you
so
in
grateful?
Most episodes? Like, how does it work? Like, do you do so many characters? Like, do they just put you on the books and then you get there and then you're like, oh, I guess I'm doing this guy too, or this one?
Well, I would say, I don't know. I haven't actually looked, but I would guess like 50 to 70% of the episodes.
Something. That's
awesome. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out it's like 30 and I fooled myself into thinking it's more. I don't know. But I do know that it was enough for me to stay in the game and just continue acting and then also directing.
For people who are listening who may not even know that, like, your specific role on the show could be a voice actor role on a cartoon show like this, where it's, you may not be one of the lead characters, but you are supplying so many different, it's so versatile, there's so many different characters. How would you sort of describe that role? And I also would love to ask, Serena, you're so brilliant and a fantastic improviser. Do you even have time to prep? Do they send you the list of the random characters beforehand and you go, okay, I know I can do this. I know I can do this. Let me work on this old lady voice. Let me do this cop voice. Or do you just go in and it's on the day?
The wonderful thing, and I'm sure you've heard this, is that we would receive the storyboards before all of our records. So generally there was enough time to look at the storyboard and go, oh, okay, this is what she looks like. And then as it is, you might be, I think Lady Upturn, who started in SpongeBob, has now gone over to Camp Coral as well. She came from a woman that I heard in Pasadena. I was in the city hall or something, and there was a woman
who sounded like this? Look at him twirl.
And I just thought, you know, it's so cool. You can just go through your life. You're hearing voices.
And like you might go to the mall and hear something. And
it's so fun because you're being inspired everywhere you go. And the people that are in the world, they don't know. For all of you out there talking, there are people listening, even when you don't think they are. Just as a heads up.
I do not have time for this tomfoolery. I have a mansion full of very high-class guests waiting for very high-class catering. Are you they or are you nay?
Indubitably, madam. We are your high-class caterers.
In terms of doing incidentals, I'd say the one thing that's interesting about that is it's a big letdown anytime you go to a wedding or any kind of social environment where somebody thinks it's really fun to say like, oh my gosh, you guys, kids, come here, kids, come. Serena, come here. You guys, Serena is in SpongeBob. And like half of the kids, if they're young, are like, what do you mean? She lives underwater and she just came out and what the heck is she doing here? And the other half of the kids go, who do you play? Do you play Sandy? Do you play Pearl? Do you play Mrs. Bond? And it's like, no, I'm going to let you all down after the big hoopla. And I play incidental character. Like, what is incidental?
Just
what does that
say
even
SpongeBob's
mean?
Mom. They'll be thrilled. They'll just be like, oh, my God. Oh, Mr. Yeah. Krabs, mom. You're underselling yourself a teeny bit, I think. Yeah. If I was a kid and I was meeting SpongeBob's mom or Mr. Krabs' mom, I'd lose my mind. I'd be like, what?
And both at the same time, Frankie, you're absolutely right. I would also lose my mind. That's a good deal right there.
For some reason, they seem to think it's cooler that I'm the magic conch, which the magic conch has like, you know, no. You know, it's like the simplest, try asking again. It's the simplest thing, and that's the one they care about.
The shell knows all.
Oh, magic conch shell, what do we need to do to get out of the kelp forest?
Nothing.
The shell has spoken.
Do you have a favorite character that you play?
I love Lady Upturn, and I love any of the petulant children that I play because the engineers are always asking me to gain down because I don't even know if you've noticed, but I'm kind of loud, like even in just my normal speaking voice. And so when it comes to character stuff, I tend to angle a little bit more toward being loud. And so petulant child is good territory for that.
Do they use any kids in the SpongeBob world or is it all adults voicing the kids?
I have actually never been in a record with a child at SpongeBob, but I do know just from what I've heard and seen that they do use kids occasionally.
Most cases, yeah. It's like you don't even need to because Serena can just do all the little kid petulant child voices, you know?
Right, the kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, and then of course, if there's like something that has braces, that's also another favorite of mine. I love a braces character.
What is it that you say or think about to get into the character? If I were to say, okay, we have to hear SpongeBob's mom, Margaret SquarePants. What do you say? What do you do? Do you have a catchphrase or do you just have like a frame of mind? What do you do?
For her, I think of June Cleaver, essentially. SpongeBob, dear, you know, everything is very 50s, very sweet, very kind. You know, and that's a,
okay.
So you've hit on a really interesting thing, which is what is your handle into characters?
Yes.
And there always is when your character is at its best. When I find I don't have a handle, then I know that I need to keep working on that character because it can be either a visual or auditory image or it's actually one of the lines, like as you heard me with, you know, look at him twirl. That brings me into her. And I don't even know if she's ever said that in the show. But, you know, it's like there is always something that will bring you in. I think Nurse Helga,
who is very, very, very tight. Very, very, she has, night, you know, everything is very tight.
Looks like the old man is scared of getting his checkup.
This is no laughing matter. Every employee must get their checkup, or the restaurant will be closed. Under orders of the Bikini Bottom Better Business Bureau.
Not the BBBBB.
You heard her. The
Serena, what is your catchphrase or way into Betsy Krabs, Mr. Krabs' mom?
Betsy Krabs has, she's been like an evolutionary character. I feel like even if you listened to the history of her on the show, she was, she would have an inconsistency to her.
Oh.
And well, she started as a character that was voiced by Paul Tibbetts, who was running the show at the time. And then he said, you know, one day I came in and I was doing Mrs. Krabs. I said, wait, I thought you were Mrs. Krabs. And he said, yeah, I don't really want to do it anymore. I usually go into the, like a, more of a leprechaun thing. I think of a leprechaun. And then I try to add like a little old lady to her. Oh, Eugene Krabs, you got to come down here. We got to have a talk.
Hello, Eugene.
Mother, what brings you by today?
I just wanted to see my favorite son.
How much of my money do you want?
Well, I did see the prettiest hat in town today.
Oh, look at the time. So sorry to have to rush off. Bye, bye. Ooh, that was a close one.
What do you do most around the house? What do you do at home to entertain yourself?
Well, unfortunately for my family, I like to make up songs about nothing. So if, like, this morning my son came out, let's say he said, I had a rough night's sleep. I would be like, oh, he had a rough night's sleep. That's the way it, and the worse it is, the better. That's the way it went. Oh, he could not sleep. No, he could not sleep. What? You know, and then just keep, and they both, like, I have a son who's 13, Oscar, and a partner who I've been with forever and ever, Ben. And the two of them just go,
yeah.
And then that just eggs me on, you know. And I'm like, oh, he sighed. He sighed. And he walked away. And they're like, ah, make her stop.
I just want to hear like a fake song made up from something I said. Like, oh, Serena, can you pass me that? Can you pass me that drink? Like, and then.
Can you pass me that drink? I'm gonna pass you that drink. I'm gonna hand it and you're gonna swiggle it down. Yeah.
And the whole restaurant's like, what is she? What is that lady doing? I can't wait.
This here's Minnie Mermaid. Minnie's cooling off on account of she's been dancing her scales off. Isn't that right, Minnie? Huh? Take a little breaky poo.
No, Patsy. Actually, I'm in here because if I wasn't, I would die.
Ha ha ha! That's the spirit! let's see, who else haven't you met? Hi!
You've also gotten to appear in some of the live action segments throughout the show's history. What was that like?
Minnie Mermaid was really fun. It was sort of toward the beginning of the show's rise. And at that time, Steve's son was, I think, 2 or 3. I think he must have been 3. And he came to the shoot with Steve's wife, Karen. And the whole time, Steve, this is my memory of the shoot for Minnie Mermaid. It was really fun. I got to dress up as a mermaid. My name is Serena, so that was awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Blue, long blue hair. Woohoo! But
yes, siren.
My memory is Steve standing there with clay running around his legs about 1,000 times and him just kind of doing this, like one hand to the other around his body like this. And I'm like, what is going on? He goes, oh my gosh, he has so much energy. It's just nonstop energy. And it's like Clay is just the chillest, coolest young man. Like it's just amazing that he was this total Tasmanian devil when he was so a child. Great. But that's my memory.
You are not only a voice actor, but you are an amazing voiceover director. Mm. And you have an amazing directing career. You've directed shows like The Croods, Family Tree, Wee Baby Bears, Apple and Onion, Jurassic World, Camp Cretaceous.
We would love to ask, Serena, is there anything that you learned because of your time on SpongeBob that you have been able to apply when directing voice acting for cartoon shows?
Oh my gosh, so much. I think it's one of those things, it's like you know how to breathe and you don't remember how you learned how to breathe. You just know how to do it. And I think that's how I feel. That show taught me so much about humanity as well as acting, directing, animation in general, how what the pipeline is. But yeah, I love SpongeBob is, yeah, it's my jam.
Hector, she is as delightful as everyone has said to us in the past interviews, behind the scenes. Everyone said that she would be delightful, and she was. And what a talent.
So funny. Serena Irwin, thank you again so much for spending a little bit of time with us and cracking us up, sharing some stories. Like, I genuinely want to hang out with this person because they're so funny.
I want to hang out with Serena Irwin and go to lunch, say, pass the drink. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys, thank you again for listening to SpongeBob Binge Pants. Remember, wherever you're getting this podcast, rate it, review it, so you can keep up with SpongeBob Binge Pants. We've got new episodes every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and we have some great episodes coming up. We have an amazing interview with Screen Novelties, who do the stop motion on SpongeBob.
Cool.
And Hector, I don't even believe that this is happening, but
it's
we will be interviewing Tom Kenny on the show.
Oh my gosh. Guys, stay tuned for more awesome SpongeBob Binge Pants. We'll see you next time. Bye.